Now, onto shopping strips. I hate that when you're just in the middle, you've just thought you've just come up with the. Let's continue this with this interesting comment, and they've hung up on you. Shopping strips. Is yours buzzing or is it dead? Because I think if we lose our shopping strips, we are going to lose heart and soul of many, many neighbourhoods. Imagine Mailing Road without the shopping centre. Down my way, Pakenham Street, Geelong West and Newtown. A fantastic shopping strip. Highton Shopping Centre down my way as well. I'd love to hear from you. I'm joined now by Steve Chandler, property development expert and award-winning property development trainer. Steve, good evening.
Good evening.
Steve, I almost feel like the strip shopping centres need a little bit of protection to make sure they do survive.
Couple of things I look at when I see strip shopping. I go back to, you know, when I was a kid, and I'm an older guy in my industry now, and you know the strip shops were fantastic. It was great. It was very active. But what ended up happening, or what's been happening over the last decades, is that traffic's been getting more and more, and parking becomes a problem, and it delays traffic, and you know, governments come along and say you can't park here anymore, and that means people have to try and park in the side street, and you go from 2 hour parking to 1 hour to 30 minutes. It makes it really difficult for the shopkeepers to actually get, you know, business, because we talk about passing trade. Well, the trade just keeps passing. It doesn't stop because it can't.
And
it's a real issue.
In some of the shopping strip, Steve, there's an area down my way which is approximately, I would say, 2.8 k's long. There are 48 restaurants in that short distance. There are too many coffee shops these days, and if there's a coffee shop, the chances are that someone is in there having a cup of coffee and possibly having a meeting with someone else who's having a cup of coffee. They're sitting there for 40 minutes. That's two car parks. And all the parking is going to people, you know, largely sitting in coffee shops.
I agree with that. You know, and the question is, how long do these coffee shops last? You know, is it 12 months before they end up, you know, being vacant for another 3 or 6 months? Or, you know, how long between vacancies, and you know, how viable is it for the people who actually struggle through to stay there? And you know, there's all sorts of issues that we have with it in the development industry, where we are creating new product. Councils are, you know, requiring that, you know, we continue with the shopping strips on ground. But when you have a look at lots of these new developments that are going on everywhere where that's required, those shops are empty for a very, very long time. But councils say, look, we still want to activate the ground plane, and you know, we want to have people moving, and it's passive security. All those sorts of things, yes, it's valid, but maybe there should be some flexibility in the uses that are allowed. So I remember 20 years ago, I did a development in Sydney where we had, with council, we agreed that instead of just having shops, that we were going to have almost like multi-purpose apartments. And we were allowed to have this multiple use where it was set up as an apartment, but it was like a home office type of arrangement. We had lots of doctors ended up taking up the spaces, and they used it as consulting rooms. You know, we had other, you know, convenience stores. We had hairdressers. So we had a real mix of different types of uses. We actually even had residential in there as well, because slightly cheaper because it was busier and noisier. So good from an affordable housing perspective. But I just think that government needs to look at their zonings and allow more flexibility on the ground plane.
Do you think that's what strip shopping areas will look like in, say, 10 or 15 years?
I think in 10 years' time, councils will start to see that they've got to do something about the vacancies. I noticed, you know, last week there was some media about St Kilda, where they're doing a trial of 4 shops in a row, I think it was, with free rent to try and, you know, get someone in there to see whether or not they can reactivate these, you know, empty shops. And, you know, back when we were kids, it was a fantastic thing, but you used to be able to park. And that's really what it's all about. It's about getting people to park. And your comment about coffee shops is 100% right. You know, we are a sort of a latte society. We're going, we're grabbing a coffee, we're sitting down. You know, if we park there, then, you know, we're using a space where if there was some other form of occupancy, they might be able to, you know, get a higher turnover.
Yeah.
You know, for every hour of shop.
And you were talking before about passing trade. Part the idea of passing trade is that they can find a car park, go into a shop, buy a dress, buy a shirt, and then get back in the car and move on. But exactly. if there's no parking, you can't do that. Maria has called in. Hi, Maria.
Hi there, Dennis. Yeah, I'm just listening to this, and I'm in a, I guess, possibly a unique situation. I live in Berwick, and our little strip shop area is thriving. It's done remarkably well, considering, you know, we had lockdown and everything last year.
Yep.
But what happened was everyone went and supported local. It was great. All the eateries have stayed afloat. In fact, we've even got some new ones popping up. And there's, yeah, a great little community feel. I think everyone has gone, you know, above and beyond supporting local.
That's good.
Yeah, we're doing exceptionally well, I think.
That's interesting, Maria. I was out there about 2 or 3 years ago, and I was really taken with it. It's got that real country sort of country town feel about it, and it was thriving that day when I was there. That's the sort of thing we need, Steve. We just need thriving local shopping centres without going to your big, you know, your chatty type places.
Oh, absolutely. And look, you know, what I'm talking about here is not that, you know, all of those areas that, you know, are thriving should be changed to residential or something like that. All I'm talking about is there are places throughout Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, all over the place in major centres where you've got lots of vacancy. And I think there has to be a realisation of having, you know, multiple purposes, multiple uses. Because what happens effectively in the areas where a developer knows they're not going to be able to get a tenant or be able to sell that ground floor plane, they put no value on it. And for them to make their profits, and, you know, when I'm not crying about developers not making profits, but effectively they've got to make the price of the apartments up above more expensive so that they can turn a profit. And if they are lucky enough to get a tenant or to sell the ground floor, well, that's an added bonus. And with affordability being such a big thing at the moment, or, you know, has been over a number of years,
yep.
What we've really got to look at, you know, little things that can help, you know, bring the cost of housing down.
Steve Chandler, great to have you on the program. It's an interesting one, but one that I'm pretty passionate about. Thank you for being with us.